Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. Well, I couldn't make it to the IFAJ Congress or Agricultural Media Summit this year, but that doesn't mean I haven't been lurking online and seeing what's going on there, since Cindy and my daughter Carly and Joanna Schrader have been on site for us, taking pictures and doing interviews and posting those online. But to find out more about how the conference is going, I've got one of the co-chairmen and main organizers for the event, and that's Greg Lamp. And Greg, I know we're into the full-fledged Ag Media Summit portion, having gone through the earlier IFAJ component, although they kind of meld together. So just give me kind of your impressions of how things started out and have been running with this combined meeting.
Well, Chuck, I think after 3 years of planning for this sort of joint meeting between the international group and the U.S. group, I think most people would say it's been pretty much a rousing success. The international folks came in on Friday. We met them at the airport. No one had to find their own way to the hotel, and they got to the hotel and had just beautiful rooms, and I think it helped set the tone for everything. The one thing we had wondered about is how the international people would sort of mix with the Americans, but we had even a program in place for that, where we had a buddy system where we buddied somebody from the U.S. up with the foreigners, and they've melded in, I think, just beautifully with this group. Several of us have been talking about that they've mixed and sat at different tables and at cocktail receptions. They've mixed with a lot of the U.S. folks. It's been a lot of fun. It's added a lot of kind of energy to this meeting.
So have a number of our foreign IFAJ visitors continue to stay through to the professional improvement sessions for AMS?
Most of them have. We've got over 100 international guests with us. We have had some optional tours that they could take out to some of the area livestock and crop operations. So we have, for example, today, several of them, I would say maybe 90% opted to do the tours today so they could work on stories. But they're back in the hotel now. And we have a few other professional development things this afternoon and the big farewell tonight. So they have had the opportunity to see some of the agriculture around the Fort Worth area. And then, of course, the meeting ends tonight, and tomorrow morning we've got about 50 of them that are staying for an additional 3 to 4 days for some post-tours going in three different directions out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Wow. Well, I know it's just constant work, seminars. Has anybody taken a break to have a little fun while this is all going on?
Oh, yeah. we've had some pretty good welcome parties. We had one just for the IFAJ folks, and then we had a joint one Sunday night, the traditional welcome party for both groups. We've seen a lot of country western dancing and bands and roping and rodeo girl, rodeo queens, two different things there, and rodeos, and it's been a lot of fun.
Well, I know that Catch the Cowboy Spirit was kind of the theme of the event, and certainly Fort Worth, Texas, you couldn't ask for a better place to get a sense for what that's like here in America. So I know that even for those AAEA members or LPC members that haven't had that experience down in Texas, I'll bet you that's been a good one, because we do move this meeting around every year to different locations.
What's been kind of fun, Chuck, is I've asked several of the international folks, I said, so what do you think of the Fort Worth area and sort of this Western cowboy spirit that we have going on? And they said that they had wondered what it would be like. They've seen, you know, plenty of Westerns on TV and the movies. And they say it's exactly what they see on TV. They just didn't think it would be that close. So, and lots of them have bought belt buckles and cowboy hats and boots, and they're just having a great time.
But, and so nobody accidentally branded the wrong person or something, right?
No, but we did have a little branding exercise the other night, and a lot of Americans and foreigners got a chance to do some special branding on some plywood boards that are displayed down in the lobby now today. So they've got a chance to see a lot of Western flair.
Well, and, you know, I know that we're still, I think the Info Expo, the trade show portion, is not concluded yet. I'm not sure. But how has that portion of the program gone?
The opening day, it was very, very busy. All of our international guests were here yet for that. It was a little bit slower today, but I think that's partially because a lot of people got around and talked to the exhibitors yesterday, and we are missing about 90 of the international folks because they're out on tours today. But that has just kind of closed now about a half an hour ago, and we're doing some award ceremonies and then the big farewell this evening.
Well, I know you got to get running because that is all coming up here very soon. So I'm glad I could catch you at just a few minute break that you got here. And thanks for the update. I really wish, of course, that I could be there. But that's the way it goes. And looks like everything I can see and what you said, we've had a great event this year. And, of course, we'll look forward to next year.
All right. Well, thanks, Chuck. And I think I've even caught the cowboy spirit.
Well, thank you very much, Greg Lamp, and that is going to be our Zimcast for this week, getting a report update of how things have been going at the IFAJ Congress and Agricultural Media Summit. I hope you enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.